WCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A major investment in the U.S. from a Japanese investment bank. The announcement from President-elect Trump at Mar-a-Lago today.
SoftBank will be investing $100 billion in America, creating 100,000 American jobs at a minimum.
SoftBank CEO joining Trump for the announcement. Unclear where SoftBank will raise the capital. More drone activity, this time over Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio. We've now learned it was closed temporarily on Friday night because of drone incursions. Meanwhile, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security are using infrared cameras and drone detection technology to make sure that the drones spotted flying over New Jersey and New York are not harmful. In his first official statement since fleeing Syria, former President Bashar al-Assad says he had planned to keep on fighting, but that the Russians requested he leave Syria as rebels took over the capital. Assad is now in Russia. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Act 10 ruling is raising the stakes for the state Supreme Court election in the spring. The controversial 13-year-old law strictly limited public sector bargaining rights in Wisconsin. Last week, a Dane County judge struck down a big portion of the law, but Republicans have already filed an appeal. Michael Childers is a labor education professor at UW-Madison. He says the law also brought the state back more than 50 years, as Wisconsin was a pioneer in the fight for workers' legal rights.
It was the first state in the nation that allowed formally for public sector bargaining and then became the first to basically greatly curtail bargaining rights for all but police and fire in the state.
He says Act 10 changed the ability of public sector workers in Wisconsin to have influence over their workplace. Wisconsin experienced the largest decline of union membership in the U.S. over the past decade. The case is almost certainly headed to the state Supreme Court. If Act 10 is struck down by Wisconsin's high court, it could open the door for a resurgence of union engagement across the state. The court currently has a liberal majority, so the public workers who filed the lawsuit hope justices act before the election. A report from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction found that students in the state are struggling in standardized testing, specifically in math. The report found that less than half of public school students scored as proficient in math during the 2023-24 school year, and school choice programs students had a math proficiency rate of about 28%. Education officials cited the COVID-19 pandemic as one of the major reasons for the declining test scores, forcing students to learn virtually to prevent the spread of the virus. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Packers beat the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay jumped out to an early lead and beat the Seahawks 30-13. The Packers scored on a 10-play opening drive. Running back Josh Jacobs was the ball carrier on 9 of those plays.
I always want to set the tone. I always want to start the game a certain type of way to create, you know, energy and things like that for the team.
The Packers offense began to sputter in the third quarter. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, it's something that we're going to have to clean up, just having that consistency through four quarters and be able to put together a four-quarter battle.
Next, the Packers host the Saints on Monday Night Football. College volleyball, the Wisconsin women's team losing the regional finals to Nebraska in 3 straight sets.
It's always hard when you lose that your last match. You feel for them, especially when you see the work that they do day in and day out, and stacking years on top of that.
As Badgers head coach Kelly Sheffield with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A dark and dreary day today with mostly cloudy skies, patchy fog, and some spotty drizzle. Winds are a bit breezy, too, out of the southwest, gusting around 25 miles per hour with high temperatures tapping 40. As we hold steady for most of the day in the upper 30s, we slide below freezing tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge, there's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
I'm Jimmy Cuska, filling in for Dom Selvia. Coming up Monday, we'll talk gas prices heading into the holidays, and it's not too late to run for local office. We'll tell you how.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. News from the Center, WRCE.
And good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba here at Civic Media. It is now 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on this Monday, December 16th. We would normally be opening our show. We are live here just outside of Seattle. Had anticipated on bringing you a special broadcast today focusing on the Packers win and also life here in the Seattle area. We will try to get to that later on in this two-hour block. But events of the day back in Madison, Wisconsin have warranted that we come in for a special report at this hour across our News Talk network all throughout Wisconsin. There has been an active shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin. Here is what we can tell you at this hour. At around 10:57 this morning, Madison police responded to an active shooting at 4901 East Buckeye Road. Just east of Monona off of Stoughton Road, for those of you who might be familiar with the area, at Abundant Life Christian School. According to authorities, multiple people have been injured, and also that there's, quote, an active and ongoing investigation, and more information will be released as it is available, unquote. We have been told that there will be a press conference by the Madison Police Chief at about 15 minutes past this hour. We intend to bring that to you live. This location, Abundant Life Christian School, is just down the street from what many people in the area might know as the Dean Clinic Madison East, or SSM, and that is where police have decided to set up the reunification center. This area in these school shootings, of course, which have become much too commonplace now. After the area is cleared, they try to have a reunification area where families can reunify with loved ones who were on site of the shooting. This is in a residential area on the east side of Madison, and there is a quick trip just down the street from that by the SSM clinic, and that is where we find Civic Media's Corey Hartman, who is on the scene for us at this hour. Corey, I wish it were under better circumstances, but we appreciate you being there. Corey, what can you tell us being on the scene just down the street from the active scene there at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison at this hour?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Just right across the street right now, and that means that if there is any good news out of this is that the event is over. Obviously, there is going to be an ongoing investigation and still quite a bit of work to secure the location and then, of course, bus those students to the reunification point. But here on scene, I can tell you, is a very active and also on the opposite side of the street, a very somber scene with multiple parents and relatives that are coming up and hugging each other and crying and really having a hard time processing what they're seeing in front of them. The fact that we are this close to the scene again tells us that the event itself is over, but a massive police presence here, all the way from state capitol police to jurisdictions 20, 25 miles outside of the city limits are here, including police, fire, emergency management, Dane County, again, UW Police here, Capitol Police here, and the Dane County Sheriff's Office, as well as Highway Patrol. So a very, very large presence here and a large response to this shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School.
Corey, you live not too far. You live on Madison's east side, and we were texting before we went on the air, and you said that you just heard this swarm, for lack of a better term, of sirens right before you and I talked.
Correct. Yeah. It was. I mean, I've lived there about a month and a half now, and it's nothing like I'd ever heard before. So obviously, we knew something was going on. Started heading to the scene, and then heard that it was a shooter and an active shooter situation at the time about an hour ago here at Abundant Life. Again, as far as we can tell, the event itself is over. Police canine units have just entered the building. Of course, they're going to sweep for people and for bombs and for anything else that might be out of the ordinary. So again, the canine units just going in now, and we can report that here this afternoon. But from what one of my sources, which was just an on the scene official, told me, one dead, and that is all the information that they were releasing at the time.
That would certainly be breaking news, Corey, as we had not heard of actual casualties or fatalities at this hour. So you're reporting excellent new news. Well, not excellent, but certainly good to bring to our listeners across the state of Wisconsin that one person may be, in fact, have died from the shooting in Madison. Also, Corey, for our listeners in Green Bay, WGBW, and throughout the Fox Valley, reporting up there this morning that there was also a threat at least one school in the Green Bay area, Brown County area, and according to reports from authorities, those threats in the Green Bay area were proven false. So hopefully this was nothing more than a coincidence between this incident in Madison and these threats in the Green Bay area. Also, a great reporting, Corey, that there's so many different law enforcement agencies were coming in to respond to this. Of course, we see this on television. Those of us in Wisconsin, thankfully, these types of things have not happened that often here in the Badger State. But these law enforcement groups train for this. There is training in place so that when something like this happens, that they all come together. And it did not take, apparently, very long for law enforcement together at this shooting in Madison this morning.
It certainly did not. It seemed like everybody converged, as I said, from multiple different angles. And again, Every type of agency that you can imagine on scene right now. ATF agents have just pulled up to the scene now, coming probably from a little bit further away. But as you said, it did seem like the response was very swift. As you said, they practice these mass casualty events, which of course doesn't always necessarily mean mass numbers of deceased. It just means that a bigger presence and a bigger response is needed when it's something to this level, and they do practice that, and it certainly looks like a very well-oiled machine here. They have a staging area at the church next door, and then up and down the block here lined with flashing lights at this hour, Todd.
We're talking to Civic Media's Corey Hartman, who is on the scene of a shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin at 4901 East Buckeye Road. That's just off of South Stoughton Road, kind of north and east of the Monona, city of Monona proper on the east side of Madison. According to authorities, multiple people are injured. Corey reporting that his sources have told him there is at least one fatality. Police responded at 10:57 a.m., saying, of course, it's an ongoing active investigation. We've been told through other sources that there is a reunification center at the SSM, or most people might know it better as Dean Clinic, just down the, or across the road, Corey, if I'm correct, from where you're at there, a Quick Trip, correct?
Yeah, that's right. That's just down at the end of the street here. And but I can tell you that there are multiple parents and relatives and concerned people from the church that are on the opposite side of the road here, just waiting for any information that they can get. People walking up and down the street here with cell phones and video chats and text messages and even police scanners to try to get as much information as they possibly can, both here on the scene and, of course, through social media, which is the way a lot of communication happens these days.
Indeed. And WISC Television, Channel 3 CBS affiliate in Madison, reporting that St. Mary's Hospital in Madison, which is just off or on Park Street, rather, has taken in at least some of the injured there. So we don't know where all the injured have been taken, but at least one source saying that St. Mary's Hospital in Madison has taken in some of the injured there. It is now 14 minutes past the hour of 12 noon in Wisconsin, and we are waiting at this hour, being told that we're going to hear a briefing from Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes. As we know, Corey, these things are always fluid and sometimes go off as planned. Other times it takes a while to get all the information. Very important to our listeners, I think, Corey, not just our reporting, but what we're going to hear potentially from Chief Barnes. They want to make sure they get it right. No reason to put misinformation out there. And as anxious as parents, loved ones, and families are to find out what is going on with the people that they love that would have been involved or in Abundant Life Christian School, very important that we get information right to our listeners and that the city of Madison also gets it right. And sometimes, unfortunately, that takes time.
Well, and that's why, you know, a lot of times the first reports that we get, you know, we can't go with what we hear on the scanner. We can't go with hearsay. We have to hear from officials. We have to hear. That's why we go to the press conferences. And so a lot of that early information is usually incorrect, although it's been getting better and better, certainly as there's more communication channels and more ways to get that information. But there's nothing better than obviously being on the scene or at the points of contact, both at the police briefings, at the hospitals, and of course on the scene as well. I can tell you again that this seems to be mostly under control. There are a few fire trucks moving around. They've dismissed a couple of the far outside of the city jurisdictions as far as ambulances are concerned, with nobody being transported in them at this time. So the scene is definitely still very active, but the shooting situation itself appears to be under control at this time.
And I think that's also key, Corey, because you know, listeners at WMDX in Madison and people that might know people around Madison or the east side of Madison there, it would appear, according to your reporting, I don't want to speak for you, but you're saying that it appears that the gunman, the shooter, has been neutralized and or apprehended, that there appears to be no immediate threat to other people living in a lot of those residential areas around that school. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right, because really the hard perimeter, I would call it, is only across the street and maybe 2 to 3 blocks either direction on Buckeye. So there's no way that we would be allowed this close if there was still an active situation going on inside the building, although I feel very, very safe here with the number of police and other emergency folks that have made it on scene here.
Yeah. Corey Hartman, is there anything that I have not asked you that you think our listeners across the state of Wisconsin should know about the shooting today at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison?
Just that there'll be a lot more information coming out. We'll see what we can glean from those press conferences. That, of course, will be very, very preliminary information, and it's going to take a while to unravel exactly what happened here today, and the investigation will be ongoing with a number of state, local, and federal agencies.
All right. Corey Hartman, Civic Media's Corey Hartman, we appreciate you being there live on the scene so much. We will be in contact with you, and should we have more breaking news, we'll certainly break into our show over the next couple of hours here and get it directly from you at the source. Corey Hartman, thank you so much for being there today.
Thanks, Todd.
That is Corey Hartman, Civic Media, a live report at this hour. Here is what we know, that around 10:57 this morning, Madison police responded to a school shooting at 4901 East Buckeye Road, east of Monona, off Stoughton Road, Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin. According to Corey Hartman, at least one person is dead. There are multiple other injuries. At least some of those people have been taken, some of the injured have been taken to St. Mary's Hospital just off of Park Street in Madison. And we will continue to monitor the situation. Expecting to hear from Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes. We'll bring you that when we arrive. We'll come back here live from Bremerton, Seattle. For now, I'm Todd Allball, Civic Media News on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political. by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
And good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, Civic Media Newsroom, as we continue our special report at this hour, reporting to you myself here live in Bremerton, Washington, just outside the city of Seattle, where we had hoped and still perhaps later on this hour or hour two, I'm going to talk a little bit about the big Packer win last night here in Seattle, and also talk a little bit about the Puget Sound Naval Shipyard here in Seattle. But all of that seems to be a little bit more relevant, or a little bit less relevant, I should say, in light of the breaking news at this hour. Aaron Zommers, our outstanding producer and engineer, is at the world headquarters of Civic Media back in Madison, Wisconsin. And that is where the national news media is focused at this hour. As at 10:57 this morning, Madison police responded to 4901 East Buckeye Road, east of Monona off South Stoughton Road, to Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. There are multiple people injured, according to police. Our own Corey Hartman reporting that at least one fatality has occurred. Also, according to CNN at this hour, they are saying their reporting is that the suspect is, quote unquote, down. We don't know too much insight into that, other than the suspect is down. And that confirms what Corey Hartman has reported on the scene, which is that people are coming and kind of going out of the building. There's ATF agents there. There are multiple law enforcement agencies there as well. Also, according to reporting, children are among the injured, according to what we're seeing from CNN and WISC. Again, according to their reporting, children are among the injured. Now, just down the street from Abundant Life Christian School in Madison is where you will find the SSM, or better known as the Dean Clinic, Madison East. That is where authorities have set up a reunification center. This is where they stage this, so they bring not just children, but faculty, staff, teachers, anybody from within the perimeter where this shooting happened, to reunify them with their loved ones. So again, it is at the SSM, or Dean Clinic Madison East, which is the reunification center. Important also to note that this school, Abundant Life Christian School, sets within a residential area. Again, this is just kind of Monona, you know, sits on the lake, obviously, Lake Monona. And then just kind of to the north and east of that, the city of Madison takes over again. And it's a fairly residential residential area around Abundant Life Christian School there in Madison. But again, the shooter is down, according to reports, so that the all clear basically has been given in and around that residential area. The media staging area was initially at the Quick Trip, which is also just down and kind of across the street from the SSM Dean Clinic, although our own Corey Hartman, through his outstanding reporting, was able to get just a little bit closer than that. According to WISC Television in Madison, St. Mary's Hospital is also taking or is taking in injured. That is the only confirmed reporting that we have at this hour, although there may be other locations, other hospitals, of course, not just St. Mary's. There's Mariner Hospital, of course, UW Hospital, and then there are hospitals, of course, outside of the city of Madison proper. But at this hour, St. Mary's Hospital is the only confirmed hospital that we know of that where injured have been taken. Right now, we're going to go to this live report, and this is a police chief, Sean Barnes, of the city of Madison.
Where yet another police chief is doing a press conference to speak about violence in our community, specifically in one of the places that's most sacred to me as someone who loves education and to someone who has children that are in schools. So I'm going to tell you what I know. I'll answer any questions that I can. There'll be a secondary briefing that our PIO will let you know about, okay? Today, around 10:57 a.m., our officers were responding to a call of an active shooter at the Abundant Life Christian School here in Madison. When officers arrived, they found multiple victims suffering from gunshot wounds. We train on this almost quarterly. The last time we trained on this as commanders was approximately 2 weeks ago. The protocols are simple. Stop the killing, stop the dying, find out who's doing this. And the officers did that, and they did that adamantly. We had officers from around the county and around the state that came in support of this particular incident. Officers located a juvenile who they believe was responsible for this deceased in the building. Additionally, the officers began administering life-saving efforts to anyone who was wounded and making sure that those persons were transported. What we know is that a total of about 7 persons were transported from the scene to area hospitals for treatment. We know that at least 3 people have lost their lives, including the juvenile person. I don't have any other information about those persons who have lost their lives, and I'm not going to release that until we have, of course, spoken with family members and ensuring that they are fully aware of this tragic, tragic scene that occurred today. I want to thank all of the law enforcement partners and community members that came out to help, our friends at the ATF. I've gotten calls from my friends at the FBI, the State Patrol, the Sheriff's Office, Monona Police Department, our fire department. It goes on and on and on, because this is something that we all prepare for, but we hope we never have to do. As you can see, we have a unification center that was immediately set up where parents and guardians and loved ones and grandparents wanted to get information about their loved ones, and we wanted to make sure that they were unified immediately. So we were doing more than one thing at one time. We're still going through methodically clearing that school, clearing every vehicle, and making certain that there's no other threats to this community, which we believe there are none. We immediately alerted our mayor's office, and I've been on the phone with her and her office constantly. We also alerted Madison schools. We put the schools on lockdown, but there is no threats to the MMSD schools at this time. But we wanted to make sure that we did our due diligence in this particular case. Again, we're still going through collecting evidence, collecting information, making sure that our community is safe from what is a sad day for our community and for our country. And we have to do a little bit better. I don't have all the answers that you want right now, but I will tell you this. We have some of the best officers in the entire country. Our detectives are amazing. We're going to go and work hard and go through this scene so that we can piece together what exactly happened. Again, there'll be another briefing in about 2 hours. And if I have additional information, I will certainly let you know what that information is. Again, around 10:57 a.m., officers responded to an active shooter. They responded per our protocol. They found the person who they believe was responsible, who was down, deceased. We know that it's juvenile. We know that there are other persons who have lost their lives. We know that we've transported about 7 people after giving them life-saving measures. It's important to notice, too, that about 3 miles from here is our training center. Today, our special event team medics were in training. And so they got to practice in real time. They left the training center immediately and came down here and doing in real time what they were actually practicing for. And that's why training is so important and making sure that we can provide the best possible training and the best possible response for our community members. I'm asking everyone to send your heartfelt wishes and prayers and thoughts yet again to a community, but this time it's my community. Dylan.
Yeah, who can we start over here with questions? Sure.
Chief, you mentioned you're a father, you're the police chief here in Madison. What emotions are you feeling right now after going through all that?
To be honest with you, I'm feeling a little dismayed now. I'm so close to Christmas. Every child, every person in that building is a victim and will be a victim forever. And these types of trauma don't just go away. And we need to figure out and try to piece together what exactly happened. Right now, my heart is heavy for my community. My heart is heavy for Madison, and we have to come together as a community and figure out what happened here and make sure that it doesn't happen in any other place that should be a refuge for students in our community.
Right there.
What sort of gun-related policies, if any, were in place at the school, and did the school have metal detectors?
I'm not aware that the school had metal detectors, nor should schools have metal detectors. It's a school. It's a safe space. So I don't know. Again, it is a private Christian school. It is not under the authority of MMSDs, and that is something that we would have to look into.
Chief, of the 7 victims, how many are students? How many are teachers?
We're not going to give. I'm not going to give any information about who the victims are, whether they're student, staff, or parents, because we need to make sure that we can notify people. I think that's the most important thing. Before we go any further.
But police never fired their weapons.
That is correct.
Let's follow that one question.
I don't know if it's a male or a female, but the police department did not fire their weapons. Thank you.
Scott.
Are there 3 fatalities you mentioned, including the suspected shooter?
That's correct. Yes, sir. That's correct.
Are the 7 that was transported, are the 3 fatalities within that 7 or addition to that?
Yes, within that 7, yes. Thank you.
Was the shooter a student at the school?
We believe the shooter was a student at the school, yes.
What can you tell us about the status of the other transports?
We know that they range from minor injuries to life-threatening. I know that's a huge, spectrum, but that's what we know now. And so we need everyone, again, to send your thoughts and your prayers out to them. One thing I do know is that we have some of the best medical care in the country here in Madison. And so we hope that everyone will recover. But at this time, we don't know.
So we did just get an update from our command post. 5 deceased at this time, 5 injured. So total of 10.
Again, this is a ever evolving situation. Just hearing that, what does that make you think? How does that make you feel? That we have to do a better job in our community on a Monday, right? So close to Christmas that we're updating victims. And so there's a lot of work that has to be done. And we're committed to doing that work. We just ask for your patience. I think the most important part is the reunification, again, that we spoke about, making sure that those persons who were in the schools, whether they're staff, students, or what have you, are reunified, and we have done that. Again, I want to say thank you to all our partners. Again, our friends are here from the ATF. They're going to help us. I heard the question about the gun. I don't know yet, which is why we have a great partnership with the ATF that will help us determine the origin of this gun and where it happened. So I'm going to leave it at that, and we will have another press conference. Stephanie has the location.
We're doing 2:30 at Fire Station 14 in their community room. 2:30, Fire Station 14.
Steph, okay. Can you confirm the 5 who are dead? Does that include the shooter?
That doesn't include
it would,
the
yes.
Victims, students, teachers, a mix?
Yeah, again, we're not going to talk about that until we notify all the families that may be involved. Again, this is an ever-evolving situation, and we're trying to figure it out. What did you say, ma'am?
Has the school been cleared? Are all the students out of the school?
The school has been through a secondary clearing. We're doing another one now with the help of bomb dogs, just in case. We want to clear vehicles and things of that nature. So we're going to take our time, and we're going to go through, and we're going to do everything that we can. So right, thank you very much, and we'll see you soon. Okay. Thank you.
Fire Station 14 in the community room.
And there you have Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes concluding his press conference today in Madison. Todd Allball here at Civic Media News. The time is now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon in Madison, Wisconsin, where my producer and engineer Aaron Zommers is at the world headquarters in downtown Madison. I am reporting today here in Bremerton, Washington, which is just across the sound from Seattle. We had planned on giving you a special show today, focusing on the big Packer win last night, as well as a little slice of Seattle here, the area, including the Puget Sound Naval Shipyard. But obviously, pressing issues back in Madison have taken the focus, as they should. Here is what we can tell you at this hour on this special report. Five now are dead and five injured in Madison, Wisconsin today, according to Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes, from a shooting incident that happened at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin. The address, 4901 East Buckeye Road. That's just east of the city of Monona, kind of north and east and off South Stoughton Road. The call came in around 10:57 this morning, and according to Police Chief Barnes there in the press conference that just wrapped up that we carried for you, the suspect has been or is down, I should say that. Important to note, according to Chief Barnes, that no law enforcement fired a weapon. And so you would think, although we don't want to assume, that the shooter may have taken their own life in this incident, but Police Chief Barnes could confirm that no police officer or law enforcement officer fired a weapon in this incident today at Abundant Life there in Madison, Wisconsin. According to the police chief, children are among the injured. And again, multiple victims with gunshot wounds is what they found when police entered the school, when law enforcement entered the school when they got there. Chief Barnes said that, as we talked with our own Corey Hartman, who is on scene there at this hour, that this training happens all the time, that unfortunately these school shootings have become much too commonplace, and in fact that there was a training incident or seminar happening today when the call came in, so that some of these law enforcement officers in the Madison area were literally training for this when the call came in, and they left their training exercise and went immediately to an actual live action scene there at Abundant Life. According to Police Chief Barnes, so far seven people have been transported to area hospitals after giving them life-saving measures, and there was at least one child who had a life-threatening injuries there, and that the injuries ranged, and he said, I know this is broad, I know this is not really telling you a lot, but it ranged from a minor injury to a life-threatening injury. And literally, this shows you how fluid these things could be, folks, that while the press conference was going on, new information had come in that now the death toll is up to five. Five now are dead, and five at least are confirmed injured there at this shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin. The question was asked by a reporter, did the school have a magnometer, better known as a metal detector? And Chief Barnes said that he was not aware of one. He did not think that there was one. He editorialized that he did not think there needed to be one. That this is a school. It should be a safe place where those were not needed, Chief Barnes said. And then, and I think this is also important to add, that there was a private school and not a public school. Five dead, five injured at this hour at Abundant Life Christian School. Civic Media News will continue to follow this as we as the day unrolls. For right now, this is Todd Allball with the Civic Media News Special Report.
News from the Center, WRCE. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Holiday season is usually filled with joy and is a good time to catch up with friends and family. But for some, it leaves them feeling down. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Susan Springer with Suicide Prevention of Southwest Wisconsin explains how some may be going through grief and how you can help your friends and family if you think they are experiencing this.
Don't try to minimize it like, oh, you know, it'll be fine in a couple years or your grief will go away. You'll get back to normal. Don't minimize it. But just you can even say, I don't know how you're feeling, but I'm here for you. You can give them a hug. It's simple as that. If that's something that your relationship would allow, you can give them a hug or a pat on the back. But just keep including them in things, because as a person that lost and is grieving, you feel awkward too.
Springer says to make sure you check in on your friends and other loved ones this holiday season. And if you or someone you know is going through a crisis, call the National Suicide Hotline at 988. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up Seed Treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up Seed Treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now it's time to take a look at those midday markets from Chicago. A bit of a mix as we look at the markets midday on this Monday, with cash crop corn up 2.5 at 444.5. And new crop corn up 1.25 at 440.25. January soybeans are down 1.75 at 986.5. And November soybeans are down 3.5 at 1002.75. March wheat contracts are up 1.75 at 554. And July wheat is up 2 at 570.75. Class 3 milk contracts are moving upwards as January contracts are up 14 cents at 2013 hundredweight. And February contracts are up 4 cents at 1986 a hundredweight. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A dark and dreary day today with mostly cloudy skies, patchy fog, and some spotty drizzle. Winds are a bit breezy too, out of the southwest, gusting around 25 miles per hour with high temperatures tapping 40. As we hold steady for most of the day in the upper 30s, we slide below freezing tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turn public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Is marijuana legalization a mistake? Elton John thinks so. We'll discuss that and a whole lot more on the next Earl Ingram Show.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are continuing to pursue truth, and we normally say have fun doing it. Today is a little difficult to do that. Todd Allball here with you, live from Bremerton, Washington, just across the sound from Seattle here, out in the state of Washington. Mr. Aaron Zommer is our producer and engineer back in Madison, Wisconsin. Again, we're continue to we're going out of the breaking news segment here for the last 40 minutes or so. We have been doing this special report about the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin. According to police reports, there are now five people confirmed dead, including the shooter, who it is reported was a student at the school. At least five additional people were injured in that shooting. According to police, they did not fire a weapon. So again, assumption, have to be very careful in things like this, not to assume too much, but it would appear, maybe that's a better way to put it, it would appear that the gunman perhaps killed themselves in this incident. But the alleged or the suspect is down. There is no threat, immediate threat to anybody else in the area. Our own Corey Hartman at Civic Media continues to be on the scene. We'll break in throughout the show with more information should it become and when it becomes available. We're expecting another update from Madison Police about 2:30 this afternoon, and we'll bring you details, if not in person, we'll certainly bring you details of that throughout Civic Media throughout the afternoon. Aaron Zommer is back at our world headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin. Not exactly the way that we had anticipated, and certainly not the way that we would have wanted to kick off our show today. And it kind of puts a different feel on this show out here, and I certainly want to be respectful to the families of the and people affected in the city of Madison. But there is this thing called, you know, back to normal programming as well. But certainly nothing really feels normal on a day like this.
Yeah, but I mean, we have to be able to keep going. That's the only thing that we can do, as long as we make sure that everybody knows what's happening and knows how to stay safe, which yeah. I think we're doing.
Absolutely. We'll continue to do that here from Bremerton. Again, we're here in Bremerton on a, for those watching on the stream, can see a little bit of the beautiful trees. We cannot see the mountains, some beautiful mountains out here out the window. Staying with my favorite youngest, as I like to say, my favorite youngest godson, Jason, was very hospitable, allowed me to crash at his place. And he works at the Puget Sound Naval Shipyard here in Bremerton, and ended up going to the Green Bay and Seattle game last night at Lumen Field with he and a couple of other his friends here that work at the shipyard as well. And it happens to be they're also Wisconsin graduates. So it was Todd and three Badgers who are all graduates of the mechanical engineering program. So there's nothing these guys can't figure out. And it was certainly a lot of fun. Packers got a big win, and Mike Clemens, our sports reporter, of course, has been covering that for you on the sports updates as well. But wow, Packers got a decisive win, and it was just a heck of a lot of fun. Great atmosphere here in Seattle for this. And we went up to, had a couple of beverages and some great appetizers at Buckley's on Queen Anne, of course, where we did the show with Trigvi Olsen on Friday, and then ended up hanging out up there with them. And the place was packed, by the way. And the other Buckley's here in Seattle, I guess, is an Eagles bar. And according to the owner, Tim, who was very gracious with this yesterday, he said that their other bar, Buckley's, the other place, the Eagles bar, was packed with Packers fans as well. So the Packers really, yeah, the Packers kind of took over out here. And I don't know, for the most part, I think that everybody got along and didn't see any fisticuffs of fans or anything like that. So a great setup. If you ever get a chance to come out here, come on out to Seattle and experience this city, which is fantastic. It's a great vibe and a great atmosphere. In hour number two, going to be talking to our political editor a bit, Dan Schaefer, who of course, I shouldn't say of course, but and spent some time out here, lived out here for a while. So he's going to give us his thoughts on the Seattle area coming up in hour number two. Also in hour two, we're going to have, yes indeed, our Growing Up Gift List text win contest. Now is a perfect time, if you have not done so, to download the Civic Media app. We'll have that for you as well coming up in hour two. Don't go anywhere. It is a special edition of the Todd Allball Show. We are live in Bremerton, Washington, just out of Seattle, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to our live show from Bremerton, Washington, just across the sound from Seattle here on the West Coast. Glad to have you along. It is now 9 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up on the Civic Media Radio Network, coming up at 1 o'clock, we'll have national news for you, ABC, CBS News, weather and sports update, and we will update you on the shooting in Madison at Abundant Life Christian School, where now 5 people are confirmed dead, 5 are injured. It is a continues to be an ongoing and fluid situation. One of the dead has been confirmed as the gunman. It is known that that person, that individual, has been reported was a student at the school, and that the area now around the school has been deemed safe for others. There is no immediate threat to anyone in the area. We'll update you in that in hour number two as well here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Also coming up in hour two, our Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Download the Civic Media app now for your chance to win some fabulous prizes. What are we giving away next hour, Mr. Zomers? Let's take a look here. Today is the Monday, the 16th. Today we are giving away an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. So there you go, an overnight resort. Somebody's going to win that in hour number two. Again, these things are always tough. We have this heartbreaking news out of Madison today. But take a breath for a moment, and on the lighter side of things, as we turn a page, again, had the great honor and fun time going to the Packers-Seattle game last night, where the Packers came away big victors last night over the Seahawks. Went with my youngest godson, Jason, and two of his friends and co-workers here at the Naval Shipyard, Puget Sound Naval Shipyard. Now, these guys are all smarter than Todd because they're engineers, you understand. And but we thought that you took a ferry from Bremerton. It's about an hour ferry ride over to Seattle. And they're beautiful, big ferries. You don't really feel the waves, or not really waves, but you don't really feel the water. It's a very smooth ride. And they had a like booths, tables there. And so we thought we'd sit down and play a game of euchre. Well, Todd hasn't really played euchre in any sort of large sense in several years. So I thought I was a little out of practice. But by golly, I had a great partner in Matt, and he carried me along. So we took on Jason and his other buddy as well. And the four of us played euchre. On the way back from the game last night, I thought I would just turn on the microphone, talk to these guys a little bit about the game and euchre. Here is that interview last night on the ferry between Seattle and Bremerton.
We're here talking with some people here on the ferry as we return back to Bremerton after the game. My favorite youngest godson, Jason. Jason wearing a cheese head. Jason, your favorite part of the Packers 30-13 win over the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, I gotta say, it was that we had two picks in the was the second half, or we had one in the first, one in the second. I'd say the second half pick was definitely a big moment for us, as they had a little bit of momentum after that turnover, that Josh Jacobs turnover. So it was nice to get that back and then put the dagger in. So
we went to the game with two of your buddies, work at Puget Sound Naval Yard here, both Wisconsinites, both Badger alumni, Matt and Nick. Matt, Nick, favorite moments of the game tonight?
My favorite moment was how at the beginning of the game we got two quick touchdowns to get us off to a nice 14-point lead that we only grew and held the entire game. Felt good. Great way to start the game.
Matt.
That Romeo Doubs catch was pretty sick to put the dagger in. That was my favorite part.
My favorite part of the evening is the fact I haven't played euchre in probably 8 years, and Matt and I beat Jason and Nick tonight. What do you think about that, Matt?
They never stood a chance.
Yeah, so. It was pretty sick. But that's what it's about, ladies and gentlemen, coming out here. How long you guys have been to Seattle? Jason, you've been here like 2 years. Yeah. We're almost to the dock here. Give us people who are in Wisconsin who might come out here. You guys are all Wisconsinites. When people come to Seattle, what's your favorite thing about the Seattle area that people should see while they're in town?
Ooh, I've got to say, if you count them, the mountains. The mountains out here in the Seattle area are beautiful. All absolutely right. Gorgeous.
All right, very good, Matt.
I haven't been out here that long, but I gotta agree with Nick here. It's just a totally different environment than the Midwest.
All right, Jason.
It's gonna sound cheeky, but yeah, I'll concur with the mountains bit. It's like it's Colorado 2.0. You got the mountains around you, and you got the water right nearby too, the sea. So, hiking, it's good stuff.
Hiking, it is a beautiful area out here. And the fresh seafood. And I'll say, Jason's parents will appreciate this. In fact, he took me to the pole dancing over in Seattle last night. That was fantastic. No, I'm just kidding about that. That is not a real thing, but it's a beautiful area out here. And, well, guys, it's great to have three Wisconsin Badgers out here. And you're all doing great business. You're great work here at the Naval Yard and keeping America safe. We appreciate all of you. Go Pack Go and on Wisconsin.
Go Pack Go.
All right. Very good. That wraps it up here. The Packers get a big win, 30-13 over the Seattle Seahawks here in Seattle.
There you go. Conversation. Zomber, did you hear that interview? The person that sounded the worst was me, by the way. I completely lost my voice in being out there. Those three guys sounded like they should have a radio show, not me.
Yeah, I imagine you were screaming a bit at the Packer game, or at least yes. Talking loudly.
I also sounded like I was drunk, and I was stone cold sober at that point.
I was going to say, you just sounded tired to me.
I was tired because I was with three young studs in their 20s walking up and down these hills in Seattle, and you cannot show weakness. Do you understand? You have to keep up with them, and you can't say, hey, can we rest a couple of minutes? They'll smell that. And so you had to keep up. So yes, by the end of the evening, walking around Seattle and screaming my lungs off at the game, I was a bit exhausted.
Oh, I bet.
But it was also just a heck of a lot of fun. And I thank Jason and Matt and Nick for putting up with me and hauling the old man around a game all day. And it was just a heck of a lot of fun. And also, these guys full of knowledge about Seattle and down history, architecture. It's just a fantastic place. We'll have more on that coming up in Hour 2 with Dan Schaefer and others. Stay tuned now for a special report from CBS and ABC News on the school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin. Hour 2 straight ahead. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show live from Bremerton, Washington on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Terry Barr from Civic Media. She is the genie of just about everything will be joining us. We'll talk to the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County about their latest adoption event. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Wisconsin school shooting. I'm Dave Packer. Shooting at a Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin. Police say two people are dead and the shooter. Include seven people taken to the hospital. It happened at Abundant Life Christian School. That school, about 390 students from kindergarten through high school, according to its website. The school is now clear. There's no further threat. Madison Rios, reporter with ABC News TV affiliate WKOW, is outside what appears to be a reunification area.
It looks like it's parents. We've seen people running out of their cars here, running towards the building. There's first responders right over that way, and it looks like they're trying to be reunified with their student. I mean, I can't even begin to imagine. This would be everybody's worst nightmare.
To recap, a shooting at a school in Madison, Wisconsin. Police say at least two people are dead. The shooter also dead. Seven people taken to the hospital. This is ABC News. Local